Hello, and welcome to the IMG Podcast, where we are dedicated to empowering IMGs through deep diving conversations, inspirational stories, analysis of match trends, and beyond. Our mission is to help you learn what it takes to succeed and to thrive as an international medical graduate.
Hello, 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 IMGs. We are back and I'm so happy to be here with an amazing guest. She's one of our best ambassadors. She loves to share information. She's got a great smile and she's here to tell you more about herself. I'll throw it over to you.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Sherry Walls. I am an internal medicine resident physician in Georgia and I'm currently about 6 months from my graduation. So I am super excited about that as well as excited about speaking with you guys today.
Yes, we'd love to have you. For those of you who may not know who I am, I'm the host of our IMG podcast. My name is Amanda and I am the director of communications with Match Resident and the ambassador coordinator, all of the fun things. Thank you for listening today and let's just jump in. So for you, Sherry, it's been a few years since you were in the match, but do you remember what your mindset was like in January of 2021? I think that would have been.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but my mindset in January, so I was the first group to be in the COVID time period. We were the first ones that did all the virtual interviews. At that time, I think in January, I had a few more interviews. I think I had like three or four left in January. And I think I had a total maybe around, I know it was close to 20, but I don't remember the exact number. But yeah, so in January, I'm trying to think, what was I doing? Oh, I was doing an away rotation at the time because COVID had shut down a lot of hospitals that would allow for residents and medical students. And at the time, I was able to go to Connecticut because there was a lower incidence of COVID at that time.
Oh, okay.
I did an away rotation there, and I think it was GI and I am sub-I. So, yeah. So I temporarily went up there for a couple of weeks to finish a sub-I, and it was extremely cold and it was snowing and I haven't seen that amount of snow in a very long time. So I think at that point I was just ready to come back down to the South and just finish my last couple of things for graduation. And by this time I had already knew how I was going to do my rank order list. I had already pretty much had in my mind where I wanted to go.
So can I interrupt you really quick? Sorry, I just want to ask you. Uh-huh. So you said you had like 20 interviews, which is pretty good. I mean, that's definitely something to make you feel confident going into the match. Did you know pretty quickly after your interviews how you were going to do your ROL, or did it take some determining for you?
Oh, no, I knew. Right after the interview, I mean, it wasn't 20, but it was close to 20. But after each interview, I wrote down who I talked to, what we talked about, and how I felt about it overall. And so by the end of each interview, I was basically ranking each one by the time I finished the day. So I kind of ranked as I went.
Mm-hmm. So you were making like adjustments basically as you were going along. Like maybe you started out and you were like, hey, that program was good. But then you had an interview after that that you were like, that was just a way better fit. So you were just kind of like adjusting and making those metrics in real time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Great. I love that. So for you, you had a pretty clear idea. Did you do any letters of intent? Did you feel like that was something you wanted to do?
Yes. For letters of intent, I did it only for my top three programs. Mm-hmm. And when I did my letters of intent, I was very specific for the program and the reasons why I wanted to be a part of that program in addition to some of the conversations that we had that I really resonated with. Because sometimes what ends up happening is people are like, oh, I'm going to send, what's the letter called again?
Letter of intent.
I'm just going to send letter of intent to all of my, you know, all of my interviews. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way to go, because they can tell generic versus detailed interactions. Mm-hmm. With you, and it comes off, I mean, honestly, more genuine when you really make a letter of intent and you intend to go there as your top three. So I would say, like, be very careful with sending multiple. Medicine is very small, especially if in the same area. So just ensure that that's truly what you really want to do and where you really want to go. Because some programs, they will look at him like, okay, you know, we will look at them. And in some programs, they don't even read your email. But I feel like if you truly are making a letter of intent, ensure that that's the place where you truly want to go and not just sending it to everybody, because it just doesn't look good. And they can tell that it's generic.
Yeah. And along with that, like you said, also don't go around telling more than one program that they are going to be your number one choice.
Right.
Not only is that against NRMP guidelines, but it's also a very small community. I've had people who message us and they're like, well, how will they know? Mm-hmm. Trust me, you don't want to test that theory. Like, you'd rather not risk that. So you can tell your number one, you're going to be my number one. And then if you are going to do your top three or your top five, whatever, you could say, I intend to rank you highly, or I'm going to rank you in my top three, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, you cannot say, oh, I'm going to rank you number one, or even you can't say it verbally, you can't say it written, and they can't confirm or deny that either. So it's best to say, you know, explain why you thought that the program is a good suit to you. I mean, for you, what you can bring to the table. And then you will say at the end, like, I plan on highly ranking you, etc. But you don't say, oh, you're my number one, or you're my number two. Like, you don't say that. You can't say that.
Yeah, you can tell one program. You can tell one program that you're ranking them number one, but you don't want to go around doing it loosely. Right. And you want to be really careful how you're framing things, like you said. And you want it to be really specific. So, like, you want to make sure you're talking about why you specifically are a good fit for their program. Mm-hmm. What you'll bring to the table, why you are excited to be part of their program, and that you see a future there, right? Because a lot of the times programs want to make sure that they're investing in you and you're going to give back to them what they're investing in you.
Exactly.
No, you go.
And that kind of, like, the whole thing of, like, what you bring to the table and why you want that fit is because a lot of programs like to retain their residents. Specifically, like my program, they like to retain their residents. Even I've known residents that even came before me that went and did specialties like pulmonary or critical care, and they come back to teach at the same hospital. So when you rank, you want to ensure that, you know, that's really a place that you could grow from and even come back to contribute, whether that's as a teaching facility or help with residents with funding or something along those lines. So that also can play into how you rank as well. Like, oh, do I feel like that this would be a community that I could see myself being there in the long run for longevity?
Exactly. And you want to make sure too that you are actually going to be happy too. Like, it's not just going to be you're going to work and you're showing up and you're drudging along. Like, you want to make sure this is a good fit for you. You're going to be excited to go there. They're going to support your goals. You can see a future there. You might want to build a family there, or you have a family mm-hmm. already, and it's going to make it a good environment for you. It's okay to show your personality and mm-hmm. to talk about your personal reasons, because that passion is going to read through.
Right. Exactly. And I tell people, like, the residency that you choose, you're going to be spending all your day, all your time with those residents and with your attendings. So, you know, I know that people are like, oh, I want to go to this program because it's a big name or XYZ. And I feel like that, you know, this will be a good fit. But you know, I mean, that's good and all. But you also want to make sure that it's a good for your mental and emotional space, because residency is very exhausting in all aspects, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, because you're really at the hospital all the time. Of course, you go to home and sleep and stuff like that, but you really spend more time with your colleagues than you do your family and your friends. So it's very important to pick a place where you really can connect. Of course, you're not going to like everyone, and no one, and not everyone's going to like you, but you want to find a place that you connect with that can give you a safe place and a safe haven to be yourself.
I love that. I really like that, finding a place to, a safe haven to be yourself. And especially as an IMG, I mean, that's so important, because you're constantly already doubting yourself. You're worried because, you know, the match is stacked against you. You don't want to go into a program that you're going to already be feeling like you're two steps behind. You want to go into a program that you know is going to support you, that is caring about your progress, that wants to help you grow and go in the direction, whether that be a fellowship, teaching, research, whatever it might be. So I completely agree with that.
Yes.
To reaching back really quickly to letters of intent, I'm not sure if you remember, but do you remember when you sent yours?
I sent mine for sure in January. It had to be like maybe the middle.
So like around now. So you sent it like before the rank order list opened. But because you do kind of know, I think it's an unspoken thing that after interviews are completed, typically a program already has decided their rank order list.
Letter of intent, sent it in January, around this time, actually, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Oh, so that's what I was saying. I said, okay, I'm going to say this again really quick. Sorry. Cause I got lost. So you said that you sent your, I think we can hold on. Where do I want to go from? Cause you said that pretty clearly. Oh yeah. This is where I started. So I was saying, so you were smart to send it in January, because I think it's kind of an unspoken thing that a lot of programs will decide their ROL like after interviews are done. So the rank order list might not have even officially opened yet, but the program might have decided because they're done with interviews.
Right. Right. So I did mine in January, either around this time or a little bit after, right before the rank order opened for us to start ranking. So I sent mine during this time or the very end of January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense, because I've seen people who said that they waited until the ROL opened, but I do think that there is a benefit in getting in before that's done.
Right, right.
Great. One thing I do want to ask you is, I know you weren't exactly in this position, but maybe you had friends who didn't have as many interviews, didn't have that many people to rank, or they're feeling the stress right now. What would you tell those applicants?
So I would definitely say, like, trust the process. And, you know, I've known people that didn't get that many interviews, like they've gotten like maybe two or three interviews and still match, or they didn't get any interviews, but one of them provided them with a like an early match and they got a residency. So it's best for you just to, or they got 20 interviews and didn't match where they wanted to go at all. So it's best for you not to compare yourself to others, whether that's in match or in residency or in medical school or anything of that nature, because
anything in life. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your journey is your journey, and you should be really focused on what you want and what life will look like for you, not necessarily anyone else, because you don't know. I mean, no one knows like what you go through to get where you got. I mean, people know snippets, but they don't know the full story of everything. And I feel like you know, what is meant for you will be for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust in that.
I completely agree with that. And, you know, it's like they say, comparison is the thief of joy. I do think that there's something to be said of, you know, IMGs who you've made it this far in the match. You got all of your fees paid. You did all the USMLEs. You got your LORs. You did your application. I understand that it's really frustrating to put in all that time and effort and money and feel like you're not being recognized. But I want you to know that you, we do see you. I see you. And I'm sure all the other IMGs see you. It's not an easy thing to do. It's very draining. It's a million hoops to jump through. So just be proud of yourself for committing to doing this and seeing it through.
Exactly. Completely agree.
Well, thank you. I loved this talk. Is there anything else that you would add or advice that you would give?
I would just like reiterate that your journey is your journey and trust in that. Try to just try with your best to just wait patiently, because what is meant for you will be for you. And if it doesn't happen, which I hope it does happen, but I know that there's incidents where it doesn't happen for people, don't give up. Continue to strive. I've known people that didn't match the first year, and then they matched to their dream program the following year. So it's all about your effort and staying on the road that you really want to get to, which is your destination of residency, which will ultimately become an attending. So I would say just keep, you know, positive thinking, positive outcome, and don't compare yourself to others.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And I love how you said it. And I love that you keep saying what's meant for you will happen, because I've talked to so many IMGs who maybe they didn't match the first time, or maybe they failed their USMLE, or maybe they had some issue with their visa and they were not able to get to the place that they matched.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen them turn around and say, you know what? I'm not going to let this stop me. I know what I wanted. I know why I'm doing this to begin with, and see it through and end up matching. So it really is a state of mind.
Right. It really is. It really is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This was an enlightening talk. And for those of you that want to find Sherry Walls on Instagram, you can go to Dr_MyNameIsSherry. That's just Sherry for Sherry. We will also tag you in this. Don't worry. So thank you for joining us.
It's no problem at all. Please reach out with any other questions.
Of course. And thank you for all of our listeners. We are so grateful for you. Have a good night.
Night.
All right, dear friends, that concludes this episode of the IMG Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and will tune in for upcoming releases. You can learn more by visiting Match Resident on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you. And until next time, take care.